Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2369, first written June 14th, 2019. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, "He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his way will be found out." Walking in integrity, we think of honest Abe Lincoln or George Washington who couldn't tell a lie. Today, we wonder if any politician can tell the truth. Integrity means to be honest, ethical, above board, doing what is right. That's where God wants us to walk. This is the steps of a righteous man. Many of us can talk a good story, but their character and their walk will show what they really are like. The one who is honest has nothing to fear. Let the auditors in. Let the police point the radar gun at him. Analyze him. Examine him. Open the books. There's nothing hidden. He's clean. He's truthful. He's honest. Nothing shady. Nothing suspicious. Nothing in the closet except clothes. No secrets. No double life. Honest in his marriage. Honest to God. Walking in integrity allows one to sleep well. His conscience is clean and clear. The honest person doesn't have to have a great memory. The liar does. He tells so many lies he has to remember what he said and where he said it. It will catch up with him one day. The man of integrity will keep his word. A handshake and a promise and you know he'll be there. At work, it's a full day for the man of integrity. There's no playing games on the computer when he ought to be working. In worship, he's humble, knowing his faults. There's no blaming others for the choices he has made. Now, all of this sounds great until we put it to the test. Sometimes trying to save a buck or to avoid waiting, we find ways to bend the rules to suit us. And when this happens, others notice. Not only is our integrity questionable and all that we stand for goes out the window, we appear just like everyone else. And for that reason, some want nothing to do with Christianity because people of faith act as if they have no faith. For instance, here is someone who has a handicapped parking card for an aged parent. They run to the store, but the aged parent isn't with them. They park in a handicapped spot because it's convenient and close to the store. They use that all the time. Here's someone who doesn't like to wait in line to board an airplane, so they bring a cane and are allowed to board first, even when nothing's wrong with them. It's just a way to beat the crowds. Here's someone, when he's pulled over for speeding, drops the names of police officers that he knows so he can avoid getting a ticket. Here's someone who knows how to bend the rules and beat the system to avoid paying some taxes he owes. Here's someone who reports a higher number of expenses than what actually he used just to get more money back from his company. Here's someone who bends the company rules about days off, vacation time, and paid sick leave just to do whatever he feels like. He milks the system to his advantage. Here's someone who knows things are wrong with his car that he's selling or the house he's selling, but he plays innocent and dumb. He acts as if everything is great when he knows it's not. He reasons if I tell them everything, they won't buy it. He's more interested in selling and making a profit than he is in integrity. Here's someone who's applying for a job. He lost his last job because of dishonesty. He purposely hides things and fudges a few things to make himself look better than what he really is. He hopes that he can land a job without anyone ever finding out. Now, we all know folks who do things just like that. However, when those things are being done by Christians, not only does it make Christians lack integrity, it makes others wonder if his faith is just about a sham. Now, two things come out of this. First, people notice our integrity or the lack of it. The first to notice is our family. They may laugh and think it's great how we bend the rules to our advantage and favor, but what are we teaching them? Honesty isn't always the best policy. It's doing whatever puts you at the front of the others. Convenience, a few dollars here and there, a little white lie, all justified by the thought that's no big deal and no one gets hurt. But something was hurt. His integrity was shattered. He's a dishonest person, but he'll never admit that. His children grow up bending the rules just like Dad, cheating in school, cheating in sports, lying to get out of things, and lying to escape consequences. The people that see this dishonesty are disgusted. They feel taken advantage of and are being used by those who think they're above the rules and better than the rules. The man's spiritual influence is also shot. Few will take him seriously about following the Bible when he doesn't follow the Bible himself. And when names are mentioned as leaders in the congregation, his is always passed over. People know he's an embarrassment, and he doesn't even know it. Secondly, this man laughs his way through life, bending and stretching and even breaking the rules to his advantage. Someday he'll stand before God. There will be no sweet talk in the Lord. The Lord has been aware of his long journey of dishonesty. When this man may have fooled the world, he will never have fooled God. His lack of integrity will cost him the most precious thing he has, and that is his soul. He will be lost because he thought he was better than everyone else. He broke the rules on purpose and thought he could get by. He has left a terrible trail of hurting others and making a mockery of the Lord's ways. The steps of integrity may mean that you pay the full amount. It may mean that you wait in line. It may mean that things are not convenient, easy, or even to your advantage. It may mean that you follow the rules. It means that you are not above the law, any law. It means that you live by a life that's transparent, decent, and good. It means that you live a life that is noble, honorable, and pleasing to God. It means that you leave footprints that you wish others to follow. It means that you have nothing to be ashamed of, nor to hide. It means that you have lived by the golden rule. He who walks in integrity walks securely. That's something sure to think about. Thank you so much for listening today.